There's a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of the rolling world can be turned away. An enchanted moment, and deceased me through, is enough for this restless warrior just to be.
Oh yeah, some for the lovers.
Is it enough?
Something for the damn lovers. It is Valentine. I had to play some of that sexy William Hung for the Valentine's Day lovers. How's everybody doing? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Hold on, let me let everybody know what we're doing here. We're having some internet connection issues, so y'all don't trip. Let me introduce my lovely co-host on this beautiful Valentine. Let me put on some Mac and music for Valentine real quick. Hold on. Let me turn off William Hung.
Oh, I heard All right. that song before.
You heard that before?
Him. Just not by him.
Oh, man, that song, man. William Hung is the shit. He's that dude. All right. We're here live on Ism Radio, broadcasting live in the lovely Los Angeles, California area. And I have my lovely co-host here. I have Miss Sarah. How are you, Miss Sarah?
Hey, everybody. I'm doing great.
How was your week, Miss Sarah?
It was great.
What'd you do, Miss Sarah?
What? I went out with some friends.
This is so good.
I put up my bed.
Okay.
And
oh yeah, I got her a housewarming gift, a bed.
Yay!
So all y'all dudes out there, if you ever get in, good. You dig? Just shout me out for hooking the bed up for you.
Yeah, and I hung out with some friends over the weekend. It was nice. I had my first house guest.
Oh, who was the house?
My girlfriend. Oh, okay. My friend Danielle.
Oh, okay, shout out to Danielle. Where's Danielle?
She's at work, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Making money.
There you go. And you got your brother here today with us. He's in
I
the...
I do.
What's going on, brother? Shout it out.
What's going on?
That's Sarah's brother over there, chilling from D.C., out here checking out the ladies in LA. I ain't gonna say that because he might have a lady back at home or something. I don't want to put his business out there. Yeah, there you go. And we also have the lovely, the sexy, the incomparable Miss Chris. How are you, dear?
I'm good.
Now, I was doing my live Ustream show, and somebody sent me a link of Periscope. They were like, Miss Chris is on a date.
No.
And it's a brother. Not.
On a date.
And I saw the clip. I'm like, oh, okay. She's getting a little soul back in her life.
We're but
you,
friends.
But you say you and the dude, y'all just friends.
We're good friends.
Y'all just friends.
Yeah, that's it.
But I saw a lot of chemistry in that.
I'm dating myself right now.
Oh,
I'm upgrading. I upgraded to the 7 Plus. I went shopping, getting some new makeup today. I don't got time to mess with dudes right now.
Man, please. There's a lot. There was some chemistry when you and dude were together.
Aww,
even Sarah said there was some chemistry there when you tried to hook him up with Sarah, but the chemistry was up on you.
I'm telling you, he liked her. He liked her. Maybe she don't like him.
Oh, please. She like him, too.
I think
or she
so
liked
too.
The attention.
I
the
think
way
so too.
She was blushing. I saw you, Miss Chris. I saw you blushing.
I like my friends. I like hanging out with my friends.
Well, it looked like your nipples were hard in the videos.
Oh,
Miss Chris.
My nipples were hard. Okay.
It was trying to give up some action. But anyway, man, how has y'all Valentine's Day been? It's Valentine's. I know love is in the air for some.
Love is in the air.
Yeah. Now, Sarah done walked up in this motherfucker like she's choosing somebody for Valentine.
No.
She's trying to get chose.
Yes.
True.
She came up in here with the nails, with the gold tip.
Stop.
The toes on fleek.
No.
The knees all oiled up. No ash to be seen. She said,
you are so silly.
Somebody's going to buy a motherfucker a teddy bear up in this bitch today, somewhere. Man.
No, I'm hanging out with my brother. He took me out.
Where'd y'all go?
Fogo de Chao.
Oh,
for lunch. The Brazilian. And we're going to hang out tonight.
No doubt.
Before he leaves. So.
No doubt. Sorry. Who's He's texting my- you, Chris? Hold on. Is that
my
the
best
dude?
Guy friend.
Oh, that's the dude.
No, you're... I have another guy friend. I
okay, boy,
guy
you
friend.
Got the Million Man March going on around you, Chris. Who's this brother? Or
my
non-brother.
Tom.
Oh, he's a non-brother with a name like Tom. He would have
no.
changed. What is Tom?
Tom's my best friend back home.
Okay, he's a white gentleman, right?
Yeah.
There you go, because a brother ain't just going to roll with Tom. It's going to be T-Dog or
Tommy.
T-Wizzle or
the
Tommy.
Guy,
or
the guy in the video is my friend Joel.
Okay, shout out to Joel. Joel, you got a chance, Joel. You got a chance because Chris is low-key choosing up on you. Now, what's going on in the news media, Ms. Chris?
What's not going on? There's a lot. We were just talking about the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she is. I want to beat her up myself. I swear. I just want to put
she
out
was
a video.
Like, I made you.
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
How rude.
What?
And she went, why'd you text me 30 minutes ago? Are we doing the show today, Chris? I just looked at my text.
See, I texted you a long time ago.
Yeah.
Before I was, you didn't text me back.
Oh, well, I was here. You know, I was probably running around. Texting.
Okay.
You know we're going to do the show.
Sorry, yeah. I don't.
Tariq, okay. You know Tariq hates getting messages even though he has a phone.
I know. I hate answering
right,
calls.
Okay.
I'm so anti-phone calling. I do not like to talk on phones or get texts. I'm like, I always feel like I'm being tapped. And, you know, Sarah got some snitching vibes on her anyway. So when she texts me, I'm like, okay. I'm like that motherfucker from the Trump administration who had to resign.
Shush.
But that Catch Me Outside girl, did you see Sarah where she got like a black bodyguard now?
Sarah.
What?
I got a black bodyguard?
No, I said the Catch Me Outside girl, Sarah.
Oh, I'm like, you know, because you know
paranoid.
How you... No,
there's a comma. I'm talking to you.
Chris, doesn't he not get my name mixed up with everyone?
No, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Back
sometimes
and forth.
That's why I'm like, hold on. It ain't me. Hold on. No. I can't stand this girl. She's annoying. Now she has grills. I think Kodak Black, like, probably made a hefty deposit or something.
Cause or something.
She didn't came from trailer trash to having grills. I'm like, what? And bodyguards and
she
shit.
She found her Instagram because I was trying to go to it.
And, oh, speaking of her, she is being sued by, I want to say it's New Balance.
The New Balance shoe company?
Yeah.
For what?
Because, you know, Champion, their little logo they own.
Yeah.
She made her logo Cash Me Outside, but it looks exactly like their logo.
Oh, okay.
It's exactly like theirs. So they're like, no, we're suing you now.
Oh, they're going to do a copyright infringement on her little ass because she ain't got no money.
She ain't right. I'm like, why are they wasting their time? Let her get her little coin.
Yeah, before she even monetizes that, they're going to shut that down. That's
funny.
They're
suing her for that.
But like I said, they always get some black person to hide behind to do their dirty work for them. So she got some black bodyguard. She was like, yeah, I ain't going to be fighting that.
Hold on, but her accent was gone.
Yeah,
she was talking
white. That accent goes in and out, man.
Her bodyguard looked real annoyed, though.
I know. He's like, who assigned me to this shit right here? This bitch. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, this is Ibrahim calling from New York.
What's up, Ibrahim from New York? This brother sounds deep with it, man. He sounds like a Hebrew Israelite. That nigga be on the corner, and you crackers are going to burn. Read verse 15 Proverbs. So what's up, Ibrahim?
Nothing much. I just have one question. The Moorish Kingdom app.
Yes.
What language is it written in?
That I don't know. I think English. I mean, you can play it in English, and it might be in certain languages in other countries because it's an international
app. No.
I mean the programming
language. Is it Java, PHP, or Python, or what?
Dude, I have no idea. I had a company develop that. Why?
Oh, no, because I like software development. I just wanted to know, like, what would be the best programming language to write in if you were to create a video game, that's all.
Oh, brother, I don't know, man. This is the ISM show. This nigga calling me. Nigga, this ain't the Bloomberg show on CSNBC about business development. I'm not sure about the app development as far as what code they use, but email me on something like that, brother. All right? And I respect you trying to get your business game on and all that shit, but nigga, this ism. All right, bro. Thank you for the call, brother. All right, let's see who else we got on the phone. This brother asking me about computer codes. Like, I'm an East Indian. Hold on one second. Let me look at it. It is some JavaScript and HTML. And you build it. You transfer the properties to iTunes. What the fuck you want me to say?
No.
What's up? No. Who's calling?
Hey, what up? This is Joey from Van Nuys.
What's up, Joe? You from out here in the valley. You out here in our area.
Yes, indeed. 818.
Yes, sir, man. What you doing, nigga? In Van Nuys, all types of shit go down in Van Nuys. Van Nuys is about that life. People don't know that. Van Nuys is the about that life part of the valley. What's going on with you, brother? Yeah.
Hey, it is all good. Hello, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Happy Valentine's Day.
All good. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all. Hey, Tariq, I just want to say I'm a big fan.
Respect.
Me and my wife watch this show especially, but the other ones as well, man. We love what you're doing. I hit the Indiegogo page, so just so you know that. All right?
Oh, man,
but
respect.
My bad. I ain't going to babble. Real quick, I just wanted to ask, Tariq, I was trying to get into public speaking.
Yes.
In the area. I've been married for like... I don't know, 16 years or something, now that I'm thinking about it. Man, it's been a minute, but
okay.
I mean, I kind of wanted to reach out to the people, man. I know it's a high divorce rate, especially within our community, you know, and try to reach out to the people. So what would you suggest in, like, where to start at with doing something like that?
All right, you know? If you want to be a public speaker, one thing, you got to be focused, because your ass ain't focused right now. That's one thing, because a lot of times people, they think speaking just means that, just talking and talking and talking. You got to be focused on everything you do, and let's put that to the mackin when you hollering at women. And I know you're married, but I'm just giving game to my single dudes. A lot of people think that when it comes to that ism, it's a bunch of words. You're just saying a bunch of stuff, and that's not it. You got to direct your conversation to a specific point, and you got to focus on that point. You got to be focused. Like you were like, hey man, I love what you do, man. I've been married 16 years, man. We love you. You know, everything is good. I'm in Van Nuys and we everything. And I'm trying to be a public speaker and I'm just trying to get focused. You gotta, you know, kind of focus. And because I know you're trying to get a lot of stuff in fast. Because, you know, because I hang up on motherfuckers.
People be babbling, man. Yeah. I know. I didn't want to be that one.
Yes, indeed. But be focused, but stay focused, and also talk about and speak about things that you are well versed in. Just speak on what you know.
Gotcha.
Because a lot of times people get nervous because they'll try to talk about something that they're not sure about, and they're afraid that the audience is going to see their insecurities. Just talk about what you know, and you're going to be good. You will not fail talking about what you know. What do you specialize in? What are you an expert in right now? Or what's your hobby?
My hobby right now, actually, I'm barbering. That's really what I'm doing with my kids, trying to bring them up into that. But honestly, right now, I'm just on the I was focused on the marriage because, I mean, I'm about my family.
Yes,
so
indeed.
That's really where my focus is, really focusing on what we do, how to keep things going in the bedroom, of course, also outside the bedroom.
No doubt.
And maybe sustain that at the same time and keep it going on for long years, man. We've been married straight out of high school, and I didn't think we'd be here, but here we are 16 years later, you know.
There you go. All right,
that's
brother.
Really what my focus is.
All right. Thank you. But
thank
email
you so
me
much,
thank
my
you for
man.
The call, brother. All right. All right, brother, it's very long-winded. All right, let's go.
I wish some people would stop calling with business ideas.
Yeah.
I want to hear some love stories.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some relationships. Where are the ladies? Let me have the ladies call up. Ladies, because the ladies get to the point. See, fellas, listen to some of the ladies. They're call up, and the women are very specific, and they'll start, you know, if I ask them to volunteer some information, they'll give it. If I ask them about their marriage or relationships. But ladies, call up. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Sarah, what else is going on in the news, dear?
So we have Carlos Santana throwing shade at Beyonce for not winning.
What did Carlos Santana say?
This is his exact words. He said, Adele won because she can sing. With all respect to our sister Beyonce, it's very beautiful to look at, and it's more like modeling kind of music. Music to model a dress. She's not a singer, with all respect to her. Beyonce's set for Love Drought and Sandcastle was filled with flowers galore and a host of dancers emphasizing the importance of motherhood and women. Adele can sing. She doesn't bring all the dancers and props. She just stand there, and she just stood there and sang the song, and that's it. And
well, that Adele can't dance. I mean, shit. It ain't like she has an option not to. She can. And Carlos Santana, this is what we've been saying about the black Latino.
See?
You dig? Boy, they'll throw us under the bus
quick.
So fast.
Quick.
Oh, man, they will throw us under the damn bus to gain favor with Anglo mommy and Anglo daddy. Carlos Santana, he know he's full of shit.
Right.
As far as that. And the reason why I think Beyonce didn't win, I heard there was some kind of meeting at the with the Grammy, the nomination committee.
Mm.
And what I heard is that they were acting a little funny style because Beyonce's album, that Lemonade album, it dipped into so many different genres. And they said, okay, Beyonce's trying to hustle us because she got like rap, hip hop, rock, country, blues. She got everything on there.
Yeah,
and wasn't she was nominated for different categories, right?
She was nominated in country music for that song, Daddy.
She won the Urban.
She won Urban,
She won the Urban, but I know for country music, because we don't watch that stuff.
Yeah.
Remember she performed there, and
yeah.
they was mad.
Right, right. They were mad, yeah, but
she performed her song, Daddy.
Yeah.
And that's a country song.
Yeah, so they were real. The white supremacists, they don't like when we outsmart them at their own game. They'll catch us at the gate. So they didn't like the fact that she was smart enough to make her music transcend different genres and tap in different genres and get nominated in different genres. So they're like, wait, this black motherfucker ain't going to swindle us.
But, you know, Solange had put out a statement and said that in over 40 years or something like that or more, that it
only
two black people have won the
album of the year.
Yeah.
And well, even Adele knew. Adele was like, you know, Beyonce, yeah. I got to give you your props.
I'm just tired of us acting like crying and begging
white
people's infrastructure to give us things.
It's
like, build your own.
Yeah.
Like, stop crying. You know they're not going to give us our due justice. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Come
you know,
on,
that's
yo.
Just what it is. That's why.
They made Taylor Swift win over Beyonce.
Exactly.
Come on, Taylor Swift. Oh, sorry. Exactly. No offense to you, Chris. I know you love Taylor Swift.
What?
No, I know she loves Taylor Swift, but I just don't think she's better than B. She shouldn't have never won.
Do you think, who do you like most? I think you like Taylor
Swift.
I mean, Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
Beyonce?
Yes.
And the old Beyonce or the new Beyonce?
Now, the fact that Chris is asking,
I like the older Beyonce.
I don't like old Beyonce, though.
Like, I love the old Beyonce. Yeah, that's
like,
what she was her most. The one after Destiny's Child when they split up, the first one that she did.
Crazy in Love, right?
She was wearing the jewels.
Yeah, but Beyonce, that album, Lemonade, I mean, that was an amazing album. That really should have been album of the year.
You know, I feel like people have to grow. She has to grow in her craft, and if she sounded like some shit after Destiny Child, I don't think I would be listening to Beyonce.
Right.
Because, one, she can sing a whole lot better than she sang
Beyonce
Destiny
is an
Child.
Excellent singer.
Yeah, she is, but I'm saying,
I don't know what Carlos was talking about. She's not a singer. Singing Beyonce sings her ass off.
Yeah, but if you go back and listen to her first album to now,
yeah,
when she was on Dreamgirls, when she sang that song, I knew she was taking voice lessons and had really developed her voice even more. She's more of a powerful singer now than she was before.
Right.
So I don't know. I know why everybody got shady.
Yeah, you know, that's them. Yeah, that's just them trying to bring her down a peg. We're not going to let you shine that hard. Because look, if there was a white woman who could sing, dance, and look good, hell, even if she don't even sing that good, like Britney Spears, they prop Britney Spears' ass up.
Sing.
She can't sing nor dance. She's not a good dancer at all. That bullshit she
Did
be doing on stage.
Did you hear how she sounds without the vocals?
Look, I see
it's
how
horrible.
She sounds with the vocals.
It's
the shit,
horrible.
Man.
Like, she's not even singing, guys. It's like she's singing in the shower. It's terrible.
Yeah, but they'll prop her up all damn day.
You just need to do a Vegas show for me. Do a Vegas show, girl. I'm there.
Man.
I'm there.
Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, it was good. I got a question.
What's your name, brother?
Tequan.
Tequan. This nigga. Yeah. What's going on, Tequan? Where you calling from, by the way, Tequan?
North Carolina.
There you go. What's on your mind? Yes.
North
Chris is from North Carolina. Go ahead.
Now, I'm lying, though, but anyways.
You lying.
I want to know how
you... nigga, hold on, nigga. What you lying for? Fuck you talking about?
My
you lying. Nigga, the location in the streets like you moving work like that, nigga. You ain't moving no weight like that. My location, all this dope money I'm trapping. That nigga done sold $300 worth of weed and now he think he's fucking Nino Brown and shit. can't let niggas know where I am. I can't let niggas know.
Y'all hilarious.
I don't want to be a fugitive. You know, I got to get my passport to move this $300 worth of dope. Fuck out of here. Come on, I can't let nobody know my
Can I kick out my question?
No, nigga, because I'm about to clown your little ass. Talking about you can't let nobody know your location. This nigga get his weed pipe taken. He walks in a room with a Rottweiler. Okay, who did it? All right. Who did it?
Hey, yo, bro, I had a question.
Who did it? Which one of you motherfuckers took my weed pipe?
Oh, no.
$300 a week business to rubbles.
Oh, no.
Fake ass Nino Brown. Get out of here.
Can I ask my question?
No, nigga. No, you can't. You cannot ask the question.
I'm a loyal listener.
No, I don't give a shit. I don't
hear you, damn nigga.
Get out of here. Fuck out of here.
You just preached that man's funeral and buried him.
I can't give my location. I hate these old self-important ass niggas.
Self-important.
Let's call up and keep it 100. You know, I'm lying. Let's stop it. That's why I want to hear nothing you got to say. You ain't even keeping it 100 with us. You got to keep it 100 at all times.
What's up with our callers? Come on, y'all.
Ladies, call up, ladies. Where are the ladies? I want the ladies to call up. Ladies, call up. The number is 818-850-5404. I don't need no more $300 drug dealers calling up here.
Oh, God.
Acting like somebody's trying to tap into their phone to get their little dope money. This nigga's trapping out his grandma's house and think he's really moving some damn work. Man, Chris, what's happening with you? What you writing over there, Chris? Tell us what's happening in the media. What's going on, Chris? Over there writing love letters to niggas.
I'm not writing love letters. Oh, my God.
I miss you, Maddie B.
No.
Smiley face.
No.
Oh, Lord.
What's up, Chris?
Same. See, I feel like, because I'm all in the meme world, so all like CeeLo Green's like outfit.
Oh, yeah. Do you see his outfit? That was funny.
So many memes from me right now. CeeLo was trying his best.
Trying his best.
That nigga
but why,
showed,
though? I don't know.
For y'all don't know, CeeLo Green showed up like in a gold outfit with gold paint. It was like the whole makeup.
But wasn't it a helmet?
Yeah, yeah, like a helmet.
One, that's the one I thought was hilarious.
But why, though? Yeah. Like, what is this for?
I don't know. He just kind of did it. He had like a gold helmet.
He always looked crazy.
A gold outfit on, and I'm like,
you said a gold helmet.
Yeah, it was like a.
It wasn't a helmet.
What was it?
Was that
nigga's real head?
Yeah, it was just like they made the wrinkles. Like they made like Star Trek. They made the wrinkles right here.
Man,
and, like, added.
I mean, that nigga looked like a human Tonka truck. It would look real weird, man.
Always dressed like that.
And speaking of the Grammys, we talked about on my other show, we talked about that chick, Joy Vila.
I don't know who she is.
Yeah, she showed up in the Trump dress, and then her little bullshit album sales jumped up because the white supremacists started trying to give her props for being a Negro who supports Trump.
Is she black?
Yes, she is. She's black chick. I think she's mixed. She's a black chick, and she's a bedouin. She has like an old white husband. And I think somebody said she's a Scientologist. It was a whole bunch of shit. And I've seen other pictures of her going to the Grammys different years. She's been going for the last few years in these old wild, outrageous outfits trying to get attention. And this one is the one that got her some attention.
I can believe that.
You dig? What picture is that, Chris?
Some nasty, disgusting stuff.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the one I just
don't want to see. Yeah, I don't want to see if it's some dick or nothing. What's up? Who's calling?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Copenhagen.
Oh, there you go. What's happening out there in Copenhagen?
Right. Damn.
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
I'm good. Hi. What's your name, brother?
My name's Isaac.
Isaac, man, what's the weather like out there?
Oh, man, it's freezing cold.
I can imagine.
Right, Copenhagen ain't no joke.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what's on your
Denmark,
mind?
Denmark.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I got to get out there. They wanted me to do a lecture out there in Denmark last year.
Man, you have a lot of, what do you call, fans out here.
I know.
Listen to your We listen to your radio and everything.
Yeah, man, I got to get out there. It's too goddamn cold, though. And, you know, I don't want to get ate up by a damn sleigh dog or some shit. I don't know what's out there.
but in the summer, it's really, really hot, though.
What's some good stuff to see out there, man, in Denmark as far as national monuments? What's good to see out there to visit as a tourist?
Man, we got the Little Mermaid.
Now, where are the black people from out there? I know there's a lot of black, I won't say a lot, but there's a contingency of black people out there. Where are the black people from?
There's people from Ghana, there's people from, mostly from Africa, though, but there's a couple of Americans as well.
Okay.
Me, myself, I'm from Somalia.
Somalia, okay. Mm. There you go. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. I heard your radio the other day where you're saying the pirate.
Oh, yeah. We're clowning the Captain Phillips pirate. Yeah, you know, those are jokes. Those are jokes.
Yeah. But you know, we're not all pirates. We're just the people.
The people
who were, you know, they were just fighting back because a lot of international community just stealing, the fish from our waters because our government.
I know.
We haven't had a functioning government for years.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the deal, man. I know they were messing up the fishing out there for the Somalian natives, and you know it was real messed up.
Yeah. I'm really glad that you're doing the story on Haiti because, you know, I can relate to it. You know what happened to my country after Black Hawk Down and all that.
Yeah.
The international community kind of shut down everything for us.
Yeah.
You know, all communication and trade or whatever.
Yeah. They don't like taking a nail.
So we were labeled as a failed state.
Yeah. Yeah. And how do y'all? And there's that travel ban on the Somalians.
I've lived in Denmark all my life, so it's not gonna affect me. I'm a Danish man.
Right. But if they wanted any of your people wanted to come over here, you know, Trump is kind of put a lid on that to a certain degree.
Yeah, but I don't think things are working out for him. I don't know if you follow the news, but one of his advisors just got fired today.
Oh yeah. We know what's going on with it out here.
So yeah.
But anyway, thank you for the call, brother. All right, shit. All right, man. Shit.
Yeah, I was bored.
I feel what he's saying, but, you know, a lot of our brothers, you know, they're very long-winded. You dig? They get very long-winded. He's about to tell me the history of Somalia. Yeah.
They just love you, Teresa.
I get it. Much respect, and I just like to kind of push everything along.
Somebody sent me and was very adamant that I show you this.
Okay.
It was a breaking news story of someone being shot.
A new video shows no physical confrontation between Metro officer and man he shot. Oh, wow. So somebody, a Metro officer, shot a brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, it's breaking news. Where is this? What city is
it? Somebody just sent it to me.
Okay.
I didn't even look, but they was like, please tell Tariq.
Okay, then let me see what city it's in. This is another race soldier suspect has shot a brother. And there was no confrontation, so he must have lied. It's in Tennessee.
Mm.
And the surveillance video shows there was no physical confrontation between Jacquise Clemens and Metro Nashville officer just after they stepped out, after the officer stepped out of his vehicle. It shows that 31-year-old Mr. Clemens was dead. Officer Joshua Lippert is on administrative duty until the investigation is over. So I want to look into, they must have executed another brother. Mm-hmm. Fam, we got to get serious out here. These race soldiers are not playing. Trump has emboldened them. They are very much emboldened. So family, we got to start looking into protection mechanisms for looking out for our families. And we have to understand when we are in a warlike situation, these white supremacists, they are planning this stuff. They're waging war on us, man. There's a reason why Trump has all of these white supremacists surrounding him. You dig, with the Sessions and Stephen, what's his name? You know what I'm saying. The alt-right dude.
Oh.
Steve Bannon. Bannon. Yes. Steve I'm Bannon. Like, ooh, then there's another one. It's all of them.
It is another one. But he doesn't do the alt-right.
No,
he
but
does
the guy who, the young dude, he's like 31 years old. I can't think of his name. Y'all know who he is. But he was associated with the alt-right. He went to school or some kind of committee with Richard Spencer of the alt-right. So all of these alt-right Klan white supremacist dudes that's around Trump, they're all clicked in with one another, man.
Of course they are.
So we got to get serious out here, family. Serious as hell.
Well, we can't get serious because Cash Me Out just infiltrated us.
Oh, yeah.
We got all the attention on her now.
Exactly. Y'all get the ghetto white chick around niggas and they don't know how to act. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, Reek, what's good, baby? This is D, man.
What's up, D? How you doing, fam?
I'm good, man. I just want to make a comment. I'm not trying to play the sister app, but I just want to know why in the world was she messing with my man Matty Ice anyway? These sisters is looking bad with these white boys in the first place. It don't even look right, man.
Yeah. Am I wrong? Chris, why were you messing with Matty Ice in the first place?
Oh,
that's what the brother
don't let
wants
her
to know.
Rehash.
I know. I don't want her to start crying up in here and shit.
Because I loved him.
Oh.
I don't know. I fell in love with somebody. Is that a crime?
It's not a crime
to fall in love with somebody.
Is it a crime, brother, for her to have?
I'm not saying it's a crime. It just don't look right. It's a lot of brothers out here that's doing the right thing. And then we see you fine sisters out of the mall with a whole hands with a white boy. Don't you know they just want y'all for a trophy? Yeah.
You know, I only see the person for their heart, no matter what race, color of their skin.
I know you agree with me. It just don't look right.
Hey, she can do what she want to do. I'm not the coochie police.
Let me live my life. It's my fucking life.
Uh-oh.
Let me live my life.
Chris is using profanity on you, niggas.
You're telling me how to live my life. I'm going to live my life. There I'm going to do what the fuck all I want to do.
That's right. Chris is using profanity. She never used profanity. But when you start trying to take a white dick away from her, uh-oh. Fucking A, bro.
Matty Ice.
Fuck you.
I know.
I mean, y'all terrible.
Don't you snatch some white dick away from her now.
but I totally understand what that dude is saying, though, because my mom told me how she, our neighbor needed a ride, and she gave the neighbor a ride. He's white.
Yeah.
And she was at a light, and the black guy was beside her and gave her the dirtiest look ever, but she knew why. It's because he probably thought that was her husband or
wow.
they were dating.
Yeah.
And she was like, just smiled at him like, if only you knew.
I just think about it like in terms of like my mom, she's black, my dad's white. If they never would have got together, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
And look how amazing I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking great. Sorry, I'm cussing a lot. I'm just saying, I'm happy for my life, and I'm here, and I'm glad they got together, because I wouldn't be here without them. Right?
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, that's true. But what did your mom tell you about brothers growing up, though? Because a lot of times when those moms be having them white husbands.
My mom she keeps it so real. She doesn't care. She's just chill. Like, my mom... I don't know.
A lot of them.
Have your mom dated black men before?
Yeah, she had never dated white guys until she met my dad.
All right.
I'm making all the same face. I'm like, okay.
We're not saying nothing about mom. We're not saying nothing at all. I mean, shit. She met the white dad and everything was cool in the game, you know.
Hey,
she loved him. And they made
is it a gun?
That's the mom.
Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? Is it your life?
Let's see who's
y'all wrong. Y'all are so
What's
wrong.
Up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. This is Julian from New York City.
How you doing, fam?
I'm good. I was just calling in just to see how Chris's date was the other day.
Stop, guys! What is up with this?
Oh, yeah, Chris. It was a date.
He was a very nice guy. I thought he's one of my good friends out here. That's it.
That was a date. We were not dating.
What made it seem like a date? Okay, what part of it? Like, did you see that looked like a date?
Your nipples, they were hard, according to Tariq.
No, I didn't see it.
Tariq said your nipples
Chris
were
hard. Chris was blushing in that video. Brother, did you see the video of her?
I was wearing blush.
Oh, please.
No, I didn't check it out.
Yeah, but.
you didn't even check it out.
Thank you for the call. But you were kind of blushing. You were blushing. You seem like, you know, you were feeling the dude. The energy was there.
I mean, he's hot. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Shit, you know, it take her a time.
But
you got to warm Chris up.
I know. We got it. Yeah,
my heart was broken though. I need some time.
I understand that. But
are y'all having sex?
No.
Did he try?
No, he's been. We haven't talked about sex.
You, no, people usually don't talk about it. It's kind of doing. It just kind of happens. You know, somebody campaigns. I mean, has the brother tried to put his bid in, Chris?
I mean, no, we haven't really talked about it because
No, that's not what I'm asking you. See, look.
We want to live together.
Yeah, well, y'all want to live together
because we're friends.
It's coming out. It's coming out. It comes out slow. It's gonna be more trust. It's more to happen. It's more to happen. She's just not saying.
Oh, okay.
You see how it went from no. She was at now that we living together. Y'all living together.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because
and next thing you know,
I need a place. He needs a place.
And he's gonna place his dick in that mother. That's what's gonna be placed. Oh, y'all talking about moving in?
I keep telling y'all she's full of secrets.
I know. Chris got secrets.
Yo, she's full of secrets. She just give you a little tidbit, and then you got to butter her up, and then it comes right on out at the end.
That's why you hanging out, y'all doing black shit. You got to get used to doing black shit. That's the thing. She don't want to admit that. Like, we had fucking barbecue. Ugh. It's like...
All this barbecue.
This Lowry seasoning salt, my God.
No, you know? Like, we're going to start, because he's going to start training me.
Oh, he's going to train you, all right.
Because I want to get a bigger booty.
Okay.
So I'm going to put some muscle on my butt.
He's going to put some muscle on that butt, all right. He's going to put it on there. A nice hard muscle. He's going to put it right on that butt. He's going to make you nice and thick.
Oh,
Tariq.
No, Chris. Okay, we got Chris coming back. She's coming back. She's coming back to Africa. She's coming back.
She's coming back to Africa.
Yeah, she done jumped off the French train or whatever. And she's coming.
I'm dating myself.
I told you that dude wanted her.
Yeah, of course.
And she's trying to act like.
He hasn't said anything. How can you tell?
Oh, girl, Chris, bye. They don't have to say nothing. They don't have to say.
Chris love pretending.
I know. Chris
love pretending.
Chris plays naive.
Yeah.
You're not as naive.
So well.
I'm not playing, though.
You know.
Yo, she played naive so well.
I know.
Girl, I'm being so serious.
That's game.
Okay.
That's a bunch
of
game.
Come on, how can you tell why she over here got a big ass smile on her face?
I know.
How can you tell?
You dig?
Girl, bye. He love you.
Exactly.
He didn't like me. He liked you.
Yes, he did. He said he saw
them. He was like, I'm going home with Chris.
He said, I see them mulatto breasts. I'm in love.
Oh,
man, what
God.
Else is happening? Chris, what's going
I'm
on in
so
the...
I'm so done. No, I was no, looking at Bow Wow. He wants to be single. See, I'm on Bow Wow's train, okay? Nobody can get on his level. Nobody can get on my level.
Oh, God. What's Bow Wow? Please. What's Bow Wow up to?
Bow Wow. He was... he just, like, made a status on his Facebook talking about, like, no girls can get on his level and, like, handle
oh,
him.
Right.
So,
okay.
Are you serious?
So he doesn't want to date anymore.
Oh, his level. Okay.
His level.
A host of 106 in Park that got canceled. All right.
He did more.
I know, but I mean,
that's
the last.
He was like Mike.
He was talking about girls are really nosy and stuff, and he just wants.
Niggas be nosy.
Yeah.
Nosy as hell.
He's cute though.
Bow Wow be on about? His own. He be jocking himself a little too hard for a brother who ain't had it really popping like that in a minute though. And I like Bow Wow. Bow Wow.
I know.
Cool.
Wasn't he? But his history is legit though.
Yeah.
He pulls now.
Yeah, but he was messing with that Love and Hip Hop chick,
Erica Mena.
Yeah,
they were supposed to get married.
Yeah, when you do that, I'm like, come on, you gonna get what?
Erica
Mena
cleaned up her image though.
Not really. I mean,
I don't know.
You clean up your image from being known as Ratchet?
She cleaned up her image.
How?
She cleaned up her image. She's not the same person.
Dude, those reruns still come on TV showing you acting
goddamn
ratchet.
But you know she was
on
the Kardashians when the Kardashian show first came out.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
If you go back to when they first came out, like the first season of their show, when they opened up Dash, she was the employee that worked in Dash, and she got fired because she didn't want to clean some shit up, and Courtney and them got into an argument. She worked at Dash.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I got to look
that. Go back on YouTube and
I
look
did
it
not
up.
Know that
yeah,
at
been,
all.
She's been around. But she's not the same person, though.
Okay. You know, everybody tries to turn a new
leaf.
I ain't mad at nobody turning a new leaf.
Hello.
But you still doing ratchet shit. You know, what's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, this is Raheem from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hey, Raheem. Hi. How you doing, fam?
Doing good, brother. What's going on, man? I wanted to talk to you about these females out here, when they're side pieces, dog.
Yeah.
They really want to become the main chick. How do I get my side piece to become my main chick? How do I do that?
You want the side chick to be your main chick?
Yes.
Then what are you going to do about your main chick?
You know, we was in a situation and we just kind of fell out. But, you know, I kind of like my side chick. I want to make her my main chick, so...
So you,
how do I go about that?
But so, well, it's like moving. How do you move in furniture? What, you got to do something about the old furniture. See, that's the only obstacle that you have. You got the main lady in here that you want to kind of be on the outs with. So you got to bring closure to that situation. You can't be on no dirty Mac shit. And does your side piece know you got a main one right now?
Nah.
Okay.
That's the reason why she's a side piece.
Okay.
Come on now.
All right, but the thing is, now you can't be out here dirty macking, you know, you dirty macking a little bit. You got to let your side piece know a little bit what's going on, you know, because if she finds out and then blow up your whole spot, and then you out of two women, you dig? So
yeah, I get what you're saying.
And how old are you, brother? What, 23, 24? How old are you?
22.
There you go. I knew you were in that player stage. You still got to get that player shit up out your system. And get some of that dirty macking up out your system a little bit. So you shouldn't be in a serious situation right now anyway. You dig? You need to get
nah,
that.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And also, one thing too, man, I go to school literally 10 minutes away from where Philando Castile was killed.
Hmm.
Wow.
And it's really crazy out here, man. I remember when it happened, you know, they pulled us into the auditorium to talk about it. But man, it's just crazy how it happens so closely, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it can happen anytime. That's the thing. People, we think that all this shit is over there and over there. Look, we're in the belly of the beast. That shit can happen to us anywhere we are. Ain't no South this. That just happens in the South. That just happens in there. Anywhere we are under white supremacist Nazi occupation right now. That can happen anywhere to anybody, and we need to be very cognizant of that. But thanks for the call, brother. Let me get some more calls here. Let me get some of the ladies to call up. These brothers are getting real heavy with stuff. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Miss Sarah, what else is happening in the news?
So I was looking up, and Kanye apparently has memory loss.
Oh, Lord. What did this nigga
do? And that's probably what made him delete all his Trump tweets.
That nigga ain't shit wrong with that nigga.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with him,
ain't
yo.
Ain't shit wrong with him. They got every excuse in the world when somebody acts pipish or does some dumb shit.
Pipish.
Oh, he's exhausted. He's bipolar. He done lost his memory. Get the fuck out of here. That nigga.
Didn't he reschedule his tour date?
Yeah, because he was acting a damn fool.
I thought because he lost his memory.
Oh, maybe, please. Yeah, they tried to admit him.
They admitted him to the cyborg.
Yeah, that was a horse and pony show. That was a whole show.
Yeah, because even Rick Ross said that was not true.
That's just a whole horse and pony show that they got to do when motherfuckers get real piped out. And
piped out.
It sounds like he's been fucking with, and I hope it's not, allegedly, but it sounds like he's fucking with some type of narcotic, you dig? And when people start spazzing out on the narcotic, you know, he's tired. He has a nervous breakdown.
Maybe you're right, because that stuff do keep you up.
Yeah.
Tired, he might be.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? I hope not. I hope my man ain't, you know, because I like Kanye's music and all that posing with Trump and all that. He didn't remember to stop cooning. He remembered. He didn't lose the memory for that, hopping around Trump, thinking that Trump was going to give him something. I don't know what he thought he was going to get hanging around Trump like that and being used as a pawn like that. But anyway, let me get the ladies to call up. I want ladies only right now. No fellas, I want to talk to the ladies. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, you about to hang up on people.
Hello?
I'm going to have you call back. I hate to hang up on you. I want the ladies to call. I want the ladies to call right now.
What are you saying on the thing?
Oh, in the chat room? There's a lot of folks in the chat room right now.
Is it girls?
It's a lot. It's niggas in here trolling. What's up, James Earl Moe? Somebody got some.
Yo, James Earl Moe. I think he's on Twitter.
He is?
That name.
I know. Everybody
makes me laugh.
That
every
name
time
is funny. James Earl Moe's in the chat room. He's always in the chat room. But ladies, the number is 818-850-5404.
So, what is everyone planning for today?
Yes, you know, aww, me and, oh yeah, this is Valentine's, and that's why I want some of the ladies to call up. The ladies are probably somewhere, you know, getting their mouth ready for the night.
Oh my God. They gotta do put in some work tonight.
You dig? Women. But me and my wife, we're probably going to dinner.
Face.
Oh, what did she say? What
she gonna say? I said, women gotta put in some work. She gonna say, not all women. I gave her a look like, girl, please.
Lee, I know Chris is gonna be with old dude.
Maddie Ice? That.
No, not Maddie Ice. The
oh,
new
Joel.
No,
Joel.
Blackie Ice. She's gonna be with Blackie Ice tonight with old dude.
Joel.
Yeah, because she's feeling that.
No.
Yeah, yes.
Actually, I'm going to the movies.
Oh, what you going to see?
Lego movie.
Oh, please.
Batman Lego movie.
Please, he ain't gonna Lego them titties when he's banging you. Who you going with, by the way?
My church group.
Oh, please.
It's my church group I go to.
Oh, God.
My church.
You got a church
group? Yes, I go to church. I go to a church group.
Okay, how long have you been? Okay, I learn shit about you every day.
Every minute.
Every minute, there's some new shit about you.
Since January, I've been going with this church group. I go to church every Sunday.
No, where's this church?
What's the name of the church?
Expressions 58.
Where the hell is that?
Wait, I don't want to tell everybody where I go.
I mean, you don't have to tell us the exact church, but damn.
Why not? Let some more brothers come up in there and catch you.
I know. Hold
catch
on, we got some music from her church. Hold on.
You know what?
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in.
Woo!
Then Jesus came like a stranger in the
come
night.
Come on, sing it, Chris.
Praise
no.
Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
Come on.
I saw the light.
What?
Shit. White folks are a beast when I saw the light, nigga. At them churches.
Better stop.
I like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Maddie Ice gonna be here.
I know. Maddie Ice like, fucking A, I'm gonna shoot the church up if any blacks are in here.
Stop.
Man, Sarah, what else is happening? What else is happening in the media, in the news?
Oh, so remember last week how we were talking about Reggie Bush, maybe the daddy?
Yeah.
But he's the pappy.
Uh-oh.
He's the pappy.
Uh-oh. Reggie Bush.
DNA confirmed it.
Got his, was that his little side John, mm-hmm, as they say in Philly? Got his little side John knocked up, and he didn't even know. Nobody was sure because she was banging a couple of dudes, mm-hmm, and nobody was sure who the baby was.
The pappy.
So Reggie Bush, y'all niggas knocking up your
size.
She
was like mediocre at best.
Yeah, y'all dudes.
What's the son name? Preston Alexander Exposito.
Dude, brothers.
Kind of last name. What? Mm-hmm. Exposito.
Dude, these brothers, man, if y'all don't stop busting up in these random side Johns, man, damn.
Well, you just
brother?
Got one that trying to make his side piece.
I know, the brother called up talking about he's trying to make the side piece the main chick. What's with these niggas? Y'all know how to deal with a side piece?
What are we called? Okay, I ain't
what?
Gonna comment.
No, you know, it comment. Is what it is.
No.
No. Speak on it, Sarah.
No.
Speak
yeah,
on it.
Sarah, you can't just
don't
say
hold
something
that
and
tongue.
Then not.
No, I just, no.
Say it, Sarah.
I just want to know, why is everybody getting side pieces and they broke? It's like now everybody got a side piece and you got driving the damn bucket. Okay, and it's like you calling them side pieces and I'm just thinking, ugh. And then you call gold diggers. It's like, but you work at McDonald's. Okay, that's all I had to say. I just feel like what is
why
with this
I
culture
don't date
of side
because
piece?
Guys always have side pieces.
I don't understand why like regular ass dudes that work at goddamn the I'm just going to use you for the post office and shit got side piece. It's like, really? It's like, okay.
You know,
side piece, really?
You know, brothers, working class brothers need a little variety. You dig?
I just don't understand that. You know, I'm sure everyone's going to bash me for what I'm saying, but hey, look. That's just how I feel.
Hey, and I'm not advocating or anything like that, but I'm just saying in a practical sense. I'm not advocating dudes if you got a relationship to go out and get a side piece, but I'm a realist, and I know niggas do, and if you do get you a side piece, I mean, damn, don't be busting up in the damn side piece and having side babies and all this nigga shit. We real good for that nigga shit.
Man,
I want some ladies to call up for Valentine. It's Valentine's. I want to hear what's on the ladies' mind. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This is Walt from New York.
Hey, man, what's going on with you, fam?
Yeah, I'm good. I just need your help with a little situation here.
Go ahead, fam.
Well, it's a big situation, but so I got married. I'm married. I'm 29 years old. I got married.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, the marriage kind of falling to shit, you know?
The marriage is falling to shit? Why?
In a couple days?
And wait, well, you got married on the 29th?
No, I got married last year.
Oh, okay, oh, okay.
I got married last December.
Okay, last December. Right? Of 2016 or 2015?
2015.
There you go, okay.
Okay. So, I got married, and I'm 29 years old. She's 27. I got her pregnant like the first time I had sex with her.
Yeah, damn.
And, well, I mean, because, so there was, first, there was a possibility of like two or three other possibilities for the father.
Okay, so you got with a ratchet and you bust up in a ratchet. Wait, brother, you're telling me you bust up in a ratchet and then married her?
I mean, so, yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, if you look at it like that, you know.
When you put it like that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way to put it. Now, where is she from? A foreign country or something? Where is she from?
She's from Baltimore.
Baltimore, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you got.
I'm from New York.
Okay, and what, is she a black chick? Now, what are you? You sound like you Latino or something. What are you, brother?
No, I'm black. I'm black. I'm lighter skin, bud.
Okay, so you got you a ratchet from Baltimore. And she was banging other dudes. You bust up in her the first time you got with her and got her pregnant. And did y'all have the baby yet?
Yeah. She's 9 months old. She's the best thing. She's like the only thing I look forward to going home now. But
okay,
because she disrespects me all day, and then her she got two older kids, right? And she got 7 and 8 year old, and they're disrespectful as shit.
Ooh. Yeah. And then, Yeah, because the mom found a mark. The mom found a mark in you. She found a mark and a simp to wipe her little hood radish ass up. She already got kids by different dudes, and she met you.
Yeah, the older two have different fathers.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. I mean, it's called being with a hood rat. But we got to look at you. Hood rats are pretty consistent. It's like, what are doing busting up in hood rats like that, brother? Was the pickings that slim for you?
Well, okay, so I'm kind of a nerd. I was a nerd in high school. I'm autistic.
Okay. So you're autistic and you were a nerd? What's up, Miss Lena? How are you, love?
Yeah.
Okay. But that
so all my relationships. Well, so all my relationships before her, they ran out of steam after like 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Okay, well, you know, that, you know, having a slight disability, that doesn't sound, because you sound like you got good sense. You know right from wrong, and you know how to differentiate between a decent person and a damn hood rat, right?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, she pushed marriage, and I got sucked in by momentum, and now I can't, she won't. So, Virginia, I'm in Virginia right now, and I'm active duty Navy, and so, like, you, in Virginia, you have to have both people sign to split.
Okay.
Once you get married.
Okay.
And she won't sign until like she's done with school. Okay. She's just trying to use my school benefits, and then she says she'll sign.
Yeah, she's using 4 more years. Brother, she's using you. She's trying to come up. You are a mark. That is a hood rat. She's trying to come up, brother. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's black. She's half black, half white.
Okay, she's a half black, half white chick trying to come up. I mean, that don't mean nothing. She's just trying to come up off you, and don't let her use you, brother. Yeah. Don't let her get your SSI money. You know, she sees that you got a little change coming in. These women are scandalous. They see somebody in the military. You dig? You're like a come up for her. You know, you're stability for her kids, and she done got a kid by you, so she's trying to lock you in. No, brother, you got to charge that to the game and be like, hey, let me do me. let me get myself together. Let me get my self-esteem together so I'm not chilling with no hood rat like this, and you keep that thing pushing. All right?
Yeah, because, all right, man.
Now, thanks for the call, brother. All right.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I was hoping that today we would have different calls.
Yeah.
I really did. I was really hoping to hear some nice little stories.
Yeah, no, everybody's all over the place.
Talking about side chicks and hood rat wives. It's like, okay.
What else is happening in the news, Miss Sarah?
Okay, so we have a radio host that called Waka Flocka a greasy nigga.
Yeah.
And he didn't get fired.
Yeah, it's this white supremacist dude who's actually on AM radio. It's not like satellite radio or nothing. This is he's on terrestrial radio, and he got mad because Waka Flocka, I think Waka was on stage and wiped his ass with the American flag and said, fuck Trump, something like that. And the dude was like, he called Waka Flocka a greasy nigga.
Not, why he greasy,
why greasy though? That's the thing. Nigga, okay, but greasy?
You're real greasy.
You're a greasy. That's old school white supremacy.
That sure is.
That's an old school
thing. That's something from the 40s and
from the Jim Crow. You greasy nigga. You dig? But he's still on the air. And that's nice. That's a nice picture. Sarah, let me see that. Let me look at Sarah. Sarah. Got the little legs.
Do you have another Instagram too?
No, I don't. Somebody was, that's another thing, family. There's I think it's a white supremacist. They're adding my friends.
Really?
On Instagram. And they're saying that it's a backup page. Somebody tried to add my wife on there. She's like, is this your page? I'm like, baby, hell no. So they got all my pictures and they're trying to,
you know,
they try to follow you.
Someone did that to me.
Yeah.
No, someone like made a page.
Of you?
Of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm flattered, but no.
Yeah. Yeah, so they do that.
There's my friend sent me an email of it.
So yeah, and I told people on Instagram, if there's a backup page, y'all know my page. My page has, I almost have 100,000 followers on Instagram. I got like 93,000, something like that. Everybody should follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite.
Yes.
Tariq Elite on Instagram, and then you can follow the ladies on there as well.
Yeah.
But if y'all see that fake page, somebody talking about it's a backup page, y'all report that shit. And people do that on Twitter too. There's a couple of fake Twitter accounts. That's not mine. My Twitter is verified. I got the blue check.
How do you get verified? You gotta be famous.
You gotta kind of be known.
Dang.
You gotta be a public figure. A public figure.
Oh, shade.
Shade. You're always taking stuff as shade. Niggerish.
Don't say that.
You know, somebody, a friend of mine one time, somebody in Tennessee was using a picture of me on like the Craigslist personals. Yeah,
no.
And she was like, Tariq, are you down in Memphis? I'm like, hell no, ain't in no damn Memphis. What am I?
I'll give you a nice oil buttery massage.
I'm trying to get with the ladies, and the motherfucker had an old picture of me. I'm like, man, if this nigga, I'm glad that he wanted women. So it could have been some shit where he was campaigning for some dick and got my picture up there. I'm like, shit.
Then
Fox News, here they come.
You know, I heard recently some crazy ass stories from that Craigslist thing. Mm. I heard of a woman who she had got a job from her friend's father, and his ass sold her into like sex trafficking.
Damn.
What?
Yeah, and she said that how it worked was so you know those ads that are looking like for escorts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she was saying that he had a girl that, of course, he like beat her up and stuff like that.
Mm.
So she would be answering the phones, recruiting girls. And then when they get there, he would beat the living daylights out of them and like hold them in captivity and make them like
pour
them out.
That's gorilla pimping shit right there.
God, Tariq. Yeah. When they said that, I thought they were lying. I said, I ain't never heard of no gorilla pimp. What
that's
shit is that?
Yeah, that's called gorilla pimping.
Yeah, I looked it up and it's real term.
Yeah, and that's really looked down upon even on a street level. That shit is because it makes the whole game hot and you're not supposed to do that in any kind of hustle. So yeah, that's some old dirty Mac and shit right there. Let me see who we got here. I want some of the ladies to call up. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how's it going, man? This is Mosey.
What's up, man? Where you calling from?
LA.
There you go, my brother from LA. What's on your mind, man?
Yes, sir. Just a quick question, man. I wanted to basically know. Me and my boys usually have like this thing where we don't basically take, you know, like 18, 19, 20-year-olds really that seriously. And basically my thing is, you know, what if you get like a girl that's really cooperative, you know, and everything's good about her, but you know, you don't want to take her seriously because she's too young in the game. You feel me? But she wants to get upgraded. What should I do in that situation?
Well, it really depends on where you are psychologically. You dig? Because a lot of times, a lot of dudes, man, throughout your life, man, you're going to meet some ratchets, you're going to meet some half-ass chicks, and you're going to meet some thorough ones. And the way you interact with them is based on where you are psychologically in life at that moment. Because now, how old are you, brother? You sound fairly young, like 22, 23. How old are you?
Nah, I'm 25, about to be 26 this year.
Okay, okay. And even at that age, a lot of times brothers are still kind of finding themselves. See, right there, 25, that's the age when most people who go to college, they're just getting out of school. Even if you're not in college, you're still trying to find your niche in life to a certain degree. So before you find your niche, you don't really know what you want as far as a real relationship at 25. You know, you gotta live. You gotta go through some shit. You gotta kiss a couple of frogs and rub a couple of toads before they turn into a prince. You kiss them or rub them or whatever the fuck you do to them.
Nice.
Fuck a couple of frogs until they rib it.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's.
But I mean, as far as like, I listen to like all your podcasts, you know what I'm saying? Right. And I remember one of your old ones, you said basically, you don't really, like everybody has their player stage and their host stage or whatever. So basically, you know, that's too young of an age to be really trying to take somebody seriously. Even if they are cooperative, I feel like, you know, it's probably going to take some time before she, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's going to come if I end up, you know, being in a relationship with her and she would probably, you know, pull a host stage on me right quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to avoid that.
Well, the thing is, you gotta see how soon or how old people were when they got that attention whore shit out their system. Because a lot of times, man, the girls are getting younger and younger on some attention whore shit. Mm-hmm. You know, look at the Cash Me Outside girl. I mean,
she's 13.
That girl is 13 years old and ratchet is all fucking get out, man. Ratchet is fucking 13. Hell. She's 13. So you have a lot of 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds like that. You know, back in the day, you know, you didn't have girls acting that fucking ratchet. You know, there was some kind of decorum.
Nah.
But now, because of Instagram and, you know, Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat, that's the new club now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the club and be ratchet. You can be a ratchet right in your own home and get a bigger audience than you would at the club. So a lot of the girls are getting the ratchet shit out of their system early, which is good to a certain degree. It's a catch-22. They get it out their system, so by the time they get 22, 23, or whatever, they got their mind right. They're like, look, that little bullshit attention I got online, that ain't cutting it. I want some real shit, and that's when players like you come along. You feel me?
And got you, sir. Okay, and one more question, basically. It kind of has to relate to this one, basically. But what I've noticed, basically, is that a lot of girls, women per se, they the ones that don't have their fathers in their lives, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder, should I just charge them to the game and not take them seriously? Because a lot of them that I meet, like, they're not really, like, that thorough. They're still on their host stage, and they're, like, you know, damn near 26 and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what do you do with girls when you find out that they're already, you know, they have, like, daddy issues? You feel me? Do you take them seriously, or...
Well, it depends on the individual, man, because some girls, man, they react to not having a man in their lives in a different way. So some of them lash out, some of them are rebellious, some of them are more cooperative. So it just really depends. So you got to kind of gauge the girl. But thanks for the call. Let me get some other calls here. And again, let me get some ladies to call up. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Sarah, what else is happening out here in this media?
Oh, Lord. So, we could talk about Lil Yachty's grills at the Grammys. $35,000 for that shit.
Wow. What? Wow.
I know.
Do you have a picture?
I was loading. I thought that his outfit was... somebody said he had weave.
Okay, he had the colorful teeth. Oh, Lord. It kind of has a Sambo-ish look to it.
A little
Yachty. Wow. He's whatever, you know. But we always got to go and take the Sambo. You know, we got to kind of go a little extra. It looked like he has a Kentucky Fried Chicken outfit on. Like Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders?
Why this nigga dressed like Colonel Sanders? Oh, my God.
No, but I'm just over him, Young Thug. I'm over all of them.
Okay, I want ladies to call up. I got to hang up on the fellas. What's up? Who's calling?
Dressed like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
All right. I hate to hang up on you. All right, ladies only right now. This is Valentine's. I got to hear from my ladies. because it's Valentine's. I want to hear what's going on with the ladies on Valentine's.
Chris, what are you doing for Valentine's?
What are you doing for Valentine's?
Oh, you say you're going to the movies.
She's going to the movies with the church.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a bath.
You going to take a bath? You said it like you don't normally take a goddamn bath.
I don't. I take showers.
Okay. Well, you got to, as a woman, you got to soak that tank.
But first, you gotta take a shower first. Take a shower first.
No, because my last apartment didn't have a tub. It was just a shower.
Oh, damn. So. The fuck were you staying?
But don't you do
white supremacist?
Okay.
Huh? Don't you take a shower and then get in the bath, right? Because you don't want to, like, sit in your filth.
I heard
take a shower and then get in the bath. That's what you do.
Well, I'm getting in a bath because I want to try out these new little things I have that, like, make the water colorful. It's like a unicorn ball. You know what I'm talking about?
A unicorn ball?
Yeah. It's like, that's what they call them.
Oh, shit. Back in the day, we had something called Palmolive. We put the damn dishwashing liquid
Shut
in that bitch.
Ghetto ass up.
And it turned colors and it was bubbles.
No, this is
We peed in a tub and went to sleep. Go ahead. It's what?
No, you did not.
I'm not even going
to. See, right. It's like trying to make anything romantic into so dirty.
Let's make it romantic. Let's go. We're getting
Play
romantic.
The music.
Hold, let me get some romantic music
Play
going
the music.
On.
I'm
going
to have.
What you going to have? I want to know what you going to have in that tub. Hold on.
Some champagne.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Who's going to be in there with you, though, Sarah? I mean, damn, you got to have a gentleman.
Why?
You got to have a gentleman in there with you.
Why?
I mean, shit, if you're going to do
Why?
All that.
Why?
Man.
Why? Why must I have to?
Dude, it's Valentine's.
Okay.
It is
Valentine's. First of all, Valentine's Day is supposed to technically be everything.
Let me get some romantic music while you tell us how you're going
to
do your bubble
bath.
It's
supposed to be every day, right? You're supposed to be with your girl. Try to play me.
No, this is romantic.
No. Tariq tried to play me.
No.
Tariq tried to play me. Okay.
Come on, I can believe I can fly. How are we going to do this? So we got the bubble bath.
Look, it's a rock salt.
You're going to be alone?
Maybe, maybe not.
You can put some candles.
Huh?
Are you going to put some candles around the tub?
It's going to be sexy.
Oh, shit.
The silk robe afterwards. I guess that's so cool.
I have a robe with like feathers. It's so cute.
Oh, damn. Are we going to have the incense with the smell?
Incense.
Can
no,
you
can't.
Snap it?
Yeah, you got to Snapchat that.
Yeah.
We got to see. You can't just
Who
do all
we?
That.
Instagram, Snapchat.
You better Snapchat
my
it.
My
and
story.
Be like, oh.
No.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Stop it.
Come on.
I think about it every night.
Why you getting his ugly ass? Yo, it's like something's wrong with him. Why he look like that? Like, he look like he'll sing like that too.
Leave William Hung alone.
Is that who it is? Did he die?
No, I think he's alive. Shit. I think William Hung is alive.
He won the American Idol, right?
He
didn't
win,
but.
Hell no. With this? You think this motherfucker won?
I believe I can fly.
This motherfucker won, really?
Oh, we could talk about your man, Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
How he just quit instead of being fired for the Black Joe car. What is up with that?
That was some bullshit.
Sure was.
That was some straight up bullshit,
sure
man.
Was.
For those who don't know, Nick Cannon, he did a comedy special, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he like used the word nigga in there. Like he's on a comedy stage telling jokes.
Yeah.
He's telling jokes on a comedy stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the NBC show, America's Got Talent, they kind of had a problem with that, and they kept kind of threatening his career, threatening to fire him, and he's like, well, fuck this.
I quit. Yo, he getting paper.
Yeah, Nick is a hustler.
Okay.
Nick is a hustler. And, you know, Sarah Silverman hit me up. Shout out Sarah. She listened to the show. She listened to the show. She was hitting me up privately on Twitter talking about it because I was very critical of the way they did him, and they do other Black comics.
Mm.
Only Black comics are the ones who get their career threatened for telling damn jokes. When George Lopez said all that slick shit on the stage the other week about Black people, we were told, well, y'all niggas deal with it. These are jokes, nigga. Deal with the shit. I'm like, okay. How come we have to deal with shit, but when we tell jokes on a stage, we always have to apologize? They did the same. They did, like, with Steve Harvey.
Tracy Morgan.
They made him apologize for a joke he said in a comedy routine. They're getting on Steve Harvey about some Asian jokes that he told.
Oh, he sure did.
Yeah, he told some Asian jokes. That's probably why he's tap dancing so much now.
It's jokes. Jesus Christ.
And what's funny about America's Got Talent, they got a problem with Nick Cannon. Wasn't Howard Stern a judge on America's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm.
And Howard Stern says a lot of vile shit. Howard Stern says vile shit.
He is crazy on his show.
Man, we talk about racist stuff. That man, there's some hardcore racist shit that goes on the Howard Stern show.
I just
want
to know why everybody's so damn sensitive when it comes to comedy. It's comedy.
No, only when it's black comedy.
No,
that's it.
But I feel like they do that to certain people. Because Paul Mooney,
yeah,
now you just we seen his stand-up. He don't give a damn.
At all.
And like some rest in peace, but Bernie Mac, he didn't give a damn either.
Yeah.
So I feel like they target certain people.
Yeah.
Because they don't do it to all black comedians.
No, but certain ones, because Paul Mooney has always been in his lane. True. He ain't never been no mainstream dude.
Yeah.
You dig? And because he keeps it so real, that's probably why. You dig? Mm-hmm. And with Bernie, Bernie didn't go in on white people like that. He really never went in. He made jokes and stuff like that. But they pick and choose what they would be outraged about.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Nick Cannon, he's saying the word nigga. That ain't nothing.
I think they're just going after Nick Cannon because he's just an easy target.
Yeah, yeah. And they like to make examples of Negroes, too. That's the thing. Yeah. They like to say, okay, look, Negro, we can pull your card for any reason, for any goddamn reason. We can make it up. We don't like you saying the word nigga in your stand-up
Even
act.
Though we say it.
Even though we say it all day. And we got Howard Stern here who have people on here saying it all day. You can't. It's just them exerting their supremacy, putting Negroes in their place. You know,
high plate plantation.
Yeah.
That's what I call
That's
it.
All it is. They can call your card any moment. That's that whole thing.
Yeah, I'm glad he just went on and quit. Like, come on, yo.
Absolutely. Let me see who else we got on the
Please,
phone.
Please, some women.
Yes, ladies, women only. Hello. Uh-oh, this motherfucker hung up. He must have heard me say women only, and he ain't one. You dig? The phone number again is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to join you in the bath.
Uh-oh. Are we trying
What you going to be doing
I
in the
I know. What
bath?
You going to be doing in the bath?
Chewing. I want to.
Chewing?
Like
did you say chewing?
No, I said chilling.
Sound like you said chewing. Okay.
Chilling.
Okay. Sound like you're going to be doing.
Like a hot tub.
Why
somebody's
going to
be scatting. I'm a scatting man. They're going to be scatting.
We could be together.
I want to see that.
We could be together.
Who is going to
sit? It's hot, right?
Are they trying to get something popping? Chris trying to get it popping.
I'm like, what? Tariq, what you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm looking at y'all asses in the tub. That's what I'm doing. Hold
no.
on. I'm like, see? I'm going to tell hold on, Peanut.
What are you doing with Peanut? Are you taking her somewhere romantic? What's the mood? Let's see what Tariq got. What moves you got?
Man, you know, shit. A house full of fucking kids. That's what I got.
Well, obviously you're doing something right. Popping them.
Man. So, but I want to get back to that bath. Let's talk about this bubble
no,
bath that you and Chris
no.
that you and Chris is gonna have.
No, no.
Lord,
what?
I want to see.
Who said we having it?
Chris did. Chris wants to have that bath.
She
I want to see it.
Wants to, but it only works.
And I'm gonna have this playing in the back while y'all bathing. I can't wait to see this.
With the unicorn soap.
It's gonna be pink.
I know. You need if y'all take a bath, you gotta have some cocoa butter for Chris. Because Chris ain't used to cocoa butter. She's like, you got any Jergens? Don't get my hair wet.
Oh, no.
You have a blow dryer? You're gonna have to use Sarah's hot comb.
I know how to use Vaseline. I can use a Vaseline.
I don't even have that.
You know?
I don't have a blow dryer.
You got a curling iron in your damn house
no,
somewhere.
I don't.
You got a curling iron. So.
I don't, Tariq, for real.
What, you got some clippers? What you do?
Why
I got clippers.
Iron? Okay. Why would she need a curling iron?
To curl her hair. Listen to her. She already know.
Why would I need a curling iron?
Just in case you wanted to grow your goddamn mohawk out or something.
I would have to cut this off and then start over.
Hey, just in case.
Nah, Tariq, I'm the worst person to do some damn hair.
Oh, you don't do it. You don't.
I don't even fuck with it. I don't fuck with the hair. I let professionals do that. See, I grew up, my mom took me to the hairdresser every week, so I can't do hair to save my life. I'm not even gonna pretend. You know, I really envy women that can like put weaves in their house, that kitchen hairdo for $150.
Yeah.
I wish that was me. I'm like, shit, I can't even braid. Like, I'll fuck your hair up. I'm just telling you.
You know who braids real good? Them sisters in Africa.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, they be braiding. They
got
damn ass.
You gotta get your hair done
off.
From the African.
Man.
Yeah.
Them sisters do a full fucking braid
but
weave.
But they'll give you cowlicks, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll give you collar. They have your the shit.
They're braiding so damn tight. Up. Yeah. They be braiding their goddamn ass.
It be so tight, yo. I remember my mom would send me to get braids like that, and I would be crying at the end of the day. Because it would be so tight. It would hurt so bad.
My sister used to cornrow my hair.
She did?
Yeah. Like, and I would cry. Yeah.
Really? You're like, oh my God, I look black.
But like, my hair, because I know, so I'm really tender-headed. And so, like, when she would do it, and my hair's so thick, so my scalp's really white. Because, like, no sun can penetrate.
Oh, damn.
And so, like, it just, it hurts.
Oh, damn. And people be like, hey, fucking, are you Alicia Keys?
Oh, I got that so much.
I can imagine.
Speaking of Alicia Keys, I saw your comment. Oh, and yeah. They was going on YouTube. They was like, you need to stop. Oh. That's so mean.
Oh, please.
Oh, you need to stick to your topic. You don't know. It's about black empowerment.
Because I said
Alicia
Keys.
She's in her late 30s, 40s. She did need a little. Yes. They could have put BB cream on her.
Yeah, because I said Alicia Keys on there. She was on the Grammys performing and beautiful sister. But Alicia has this whole no makeup movement thing that she's doing.
I love it.
It's cool, but put some motherfucking rouge on your damn cheeks. On the awards.
What's wrong with BB cream?
That's something. I mean, she looks real pale. You know what I'm saying?
But BB cream, it's not foundation. It's just simply a tinted moisturizer.
Maybe she's doing that to make it.
I mean, that's her little statement. I'm like, but it wouldn't kill you. You know, goddamn Maybelline on your fucking cheeks, Alicia Keys. Goddamn. I get it. You look good with no makeup. Now, this is the Grammys. Glam that shit up. No. You dig? That's what I'm saying.
Alicia, keep doing your thing.
See? Yo, you got so much hate on that comment. I know. They was like going at you. They were like, yeah,
fuck
you,
Terry. I'm going to unfollow you. I'm like, okay, nigga. Okay.
I'll follow you.
I mean, hating on no Alicia Keys.
I do kind of look like Alicia.
A little. I want to see you with braids. Is that her right there in that picture?
Younger, she looks, Alicia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I like her shape.
Yeah, yeah. She got a nice little shape on her. You know, after them babies, that didn't, you know.
No, she had that shape when she first came out.
No, she had cankles and a wide, flat ass.
She did have cankles.
She had cankles and a wide,
but
flat.
But she still had that.
A soccer mom ass.
She was always bottom heavy.
Yeah, but it was wide, though. And then, you know, Swiss
Stop!
Put some, you know, and then that bubble start poking out after all the baby. Right. So that made it look fly.
How many kids she got?
How many kids she got? She got two kids.
Egypt, and she just had another one, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Egypt and the other one.
So she's looking good. She filled out nice
and
right.
Can we have
right.
some women?
Yeah, so women yeah. call up.
I want to know how many dudes going to be licking feet tonight.
Oh, damn.
Licking toes.
No.
Licking the toe jam out.
Foot fungus is real.
I My know. God. And I feel bad for the women that got it, but they still need their toes sucked.
Man. So all you toe sucking.
Oh, wash your feet.
A dig. Ladies, the number is 818-850-5404.
Oh, y'all know that movie Jason's Lyric, right?
Oh, Lord, yes.
When he washed her feet, that was so romantic.
That movie, they all fucking in the flowers.
And right, bugs and shit eating your
I know,
ass up.
This hairy booty nigga all in the screen, I don't want to see this.
You said.
Y'all put a stunt booty in that shit or something. I don't want to see all this shit. What's up, who's calling?
Hey, what's good? It's Jay from MIA.
Jay from MIA, how you doing, family?
Man, I'm chilling. Much respect. How y'all ladies doing?
Good.
How are you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm chilling. Happy Valentine's Day. So check, I got a question about my relationship.
Go ahead.
So this is a situation. I'm a engineer in MIA. My girl from back home, she's going to graduate here in May. But the thing is that she's going to get this job in another state. And we've been together for like a cool minute and whatnot, but the thing is like, if she gets that job in another state, it's gonna be a long-term, long-distance relationship. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out, should I keep it going, or should I put her, just keep her on the team, or just like, I don't know.
Now,
I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, now how old are you?
I'm 25.
25, and she's what, 24?
No, she's 27.
Oh, okay, she's older than you. Now,
yeah.
How long y'all been dating each other?
Like 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Y'all ain't got no kids or nothing?
No.
So y'all been dating 4 or 5 years, and y'all been living in different states all this time, or what's the deal?
No, so I recently graduated 2015, and so I moved down here.
Okay.
And she's finishing up school.
So what you have to do, you have to figure out, is she worth one of y'all moving? Somebody's going to have to move to whoever city, because she's 27. And I'm thinking, okay, if it was like she's younger, she's trying to find her little niche. But she got her niche. And this is about to be her career thing. And it's going to pop off. And it's definitely going to be long term. Where the job that you have, you know, how thorough is that?
I mean, it's straight. I mean, I'm excelling in it and everything. Making good content.
I can't hear shit you saying. First of all, you tell your job to get you a better phone, my dude. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Oh, but, yeah.
I've been working on getting off this T-Mobile.
But if she's a cool-ass chick, man, you know, consider that. You know, because y'all been together for a long time. And if y'all serious, you know, y'all go wherever you need to go. You dig? Like, if me and my wife had to move, we'd just get the fuck up and move. You know, that's just what it is, because we ride like that. And if your chick is cool like that, sounds like in the back of your mind, you kind of wanted to test the waters anyway. It's not like she moving. You're just looking for justification. Like, well, shit, she gone.
Right.
I can't be here lonely and shit. You dig? I'm here thinking.
In MIA, though.
I'm in Miami, and nigga, I've been to Miami. It's nigga, the women in Miami will pull up on you. For real.
Hey,
they'll pull up on your poppy. The fine and the motherfucker sisters, they'll pull up on you and be like, hey, where you going? I'm like, with you. You dig?
Right. You know? Nah, they call me Papa over here, not Poppy.
But yeah, I feel you. I feel you. So you have to say to yourself, is she worth, or is this relationship worth me taking it seriously enough for me to move? What city is she talking about moving to anyway?
Denver.
Hell no.
Colorado.
Miami. Exactly. Miami to Denver? Shit. Oh,
nigga.
Nah. Nah. That's
something. Damn, now you switching it up.
I'm switching it up. Nigga. I'm switching it up.
Today is about love.
Nigga, yes, I know it's about love. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm out here on the beach chilling with all these breezes.
You love her.
It looks good. Her. The sun is shining. I'm eating some damn jerk chicken from the Caribbean spot. Now I got to go to Denver on these.
Straight up.
Damn, it's cold in a motherfucker. White supremacists all over the place. And I've been to Denver. I love Denver. I got so much love from Denver. I got a lot of good folks out there in Denver. But damn, I can't even say I can co-sign that. But but how much do you love your chick, though?
Not that much.
That's messed
up. Man, like I said, it's been like 4 or 5 years. We did the whole college thing basically damn near together. You know, it's like it's a tough thing, because it's like between me being responsible and like getting this black love and like relationship popping and all that, but like I guess I might still be in my player stage in a sense, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't know. This shit is difficult.
Dude, my dude, I just don't want you to risk something and go all the way out there to goddamn Denver and this shit ain't popping like it's supposed to, man. That's the thing, because you in Miami, man. So I'm just saying you might just need to stay in Miami, man. You go to, ain't nothing popping in Denver. You go to church out there in Denver. It's that's in Denver.
Just like the blind man I
you can always go
that's
home.
Denver, nigga.
Wait,
you can always go home.
I have a different opinion, though.
Yeah, what the ladies think?
Okay, let the ladies chime in. All right, let Chris chime in. Chris,
because I did a lot.
Because Chris said, "Oh, she's about to make an example." What, you did what,
no,
babe?
No, you know, I
go ahead say it, Chris.
This is Valentine's Day, and I believe that you should be with her, and that's what it is. If you love her, then do it, right? Like that's what love's about. It's love is not self-seeking. It's you have to be like, "Babe, I got you," and then that's what all women want.
So, I feel that.
What would you do? What would you tell this brother, Sarah? What would you say?
I feel like, why not? If you got it, listen, I feel like I'm all for love. I'm all for that. But if it's real, it's okay if y'all take a break and let it go. But if y'all, if it's real, then it will always come back to you.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Right. Right.
Sometimes you can't force it to work, but if you know it's real, then it will come back to you guys, even if you guys go on a break. If it's real, that's all I'm saying.
Right. And that's my thing.
Like
I don't know. I ain't trying to take up too much of y'all's time, but that's the dilemma I was in. That shit's crazy.
In relationships?
Appreciate you, brother. I just don't want the brother to be in a fucked up situation. You did.
Oh, because she it's in all gonna Denver. Work out.
She's in
it's
Denver.
Gonna work out.
You could go have a spare fur coat in the damn closet for her. Damn.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Sarah. It's going to work out.
Hell no.
And I don't want this brother to pack up all this shit, go out to Denver, and this nigga, you go to the house and you hear some shit where the woman is all... you hear this pulling up with the U-Haul truck.
Look, if y'all love is for real, this little break or whatever y'all about to do shouldn't really hinder y'all real love. That's how I feel.
Yeah, no, I agree with you with that. Yeah. I think everything will work out the way it's supposed to work out.
Right, if it was meant to be, it'll be.
There you go.
But she shouldn't give up her career or anything for you.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, because
oh, shit. Oh, I was about to
I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, like, you shouldn't ask anyone to do that. To give up their career.
We got to get one lady before we get out of here. What's up? Who's calling?
Man, you good too.
Okay. One lady. We got to get one lady at least before we get out of here. Ladies, 818-850-5404. That is the number. And don't forget, guys, go to 1804movie.com. You guys can get an autographed copy of the 1804 movie poster. 1804 movie poster. Also, ladies, we got to do that crispy skit.
When are you going to do it?
We should do it this weekend because the weather is good. We should do it this weekend.
Before. I have a makeup artist for you.
Okay.
I can only do it on Sunday.
Sunday? Why? What the hell are you doing on Saturday?
I thought you
I
go
work
to
at
church.
Acting studio.
Okay. Yeah.
From
girl,
9 to,
is it you after 9 your church you crew?
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit.
No, on Sunday it's fine. I can go whenever on Sunday.
Way back inside. Praise the Lord. I saw the light.
Oh, we doing
where the hell you find that song?
Let's see if we can do it on Friday. What are y'all doing Friday?
This Friday coming
after 5? Yes.
After 5?
Wait, it gotta be it gotta be after 3. I get my nails done.
Y'all got some raggedy fucking schedules, man. Right. We can't do shit after 3 a damn clock.
Why?
Because it's too late. We gotta do shit in the daytime. We gotta do it in the daytime. We gotta do it early.
Okay, well.
We'll talk about it off here. I don't wanna tell y'all damn schedule. Y'all asses doing shit. Let's get some ladies to call up. Ladies, 818-850-5404. Who's calling?
Hey,
it's Latrice. There you go, finally. Ding, 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 ding. We got a lady. What's up, young man? What's your name, dear?
Chicken.
What's your name?
Latropic. It's
Latropic. Oh, I knew it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Latropic. I was like, I wish Latropic would call in today. I swear. She's like the number one fan. She stay calling.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Latropic is, and she's a cute one. Latropic is cute.
Getting through.
I know. Latropic gets through. So, Latropic, what's going on with your Valentine's right now?
I hope it ain't that dusty dude. I know. Say you've been, what's going on? Please, girl, Latropic, please don't have me come to Baltimore and just get you together, girl.
So, what's happening with your relationship or whatever situation you call that with old dude?
Nothing. I'm going to see this other dude.
Uh-oh.
He's Arabian.
He's Arabian?
Yeah.
Okay, you about to go DJ Khaled? Who you about to go see?
DJ Khaled. No. We the best.
So, wait, where did you meet this other dude? Where did you meet the other dude?
At the store.
Oh, damn. Well, did he own the store, Latropic?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Lord. Okay, okay.
What?
This motherfucker right here. Let me, Latropic, listen to me, sweetie.
Latropic.
Okay, hold on. Let me,
I don't like him like that. Though,
I know you, Latropic. I know you don't. You're trying to come up. Latropic.
Just
those
no,
I'm
hobbies.
Latropic, those liquor store Arabian Arab dudes. Those dudes are trying
they
to...
They always trying to holler,
they
girl.
Always try to holler at sisters right. In the hood. That's their thing.
In the hood?
In the hood. That's where they are mostly, in the hood. They're not, you know, that's where they are mostly, in the hood areas. You know, they always trying to holler. They always trying to holler and take sisters up in the back and bang them in the storeroom and all that shit.
Slave doggy style.
Yeah, for free blunt papers. They're trying to make...
Free blunt papers.
They always trying to exchange shit. They'll let you get 240 ounces for a little tug on the balls.
Stop!
We're not like that. I've been known him. He just... Cool.
But Latropic, don't go out with this dude. I'm telling
you. We trying to tell you,
I'm
girl.
Trying to give you some game, unless you want some hustling shit, you dig? Which you shouldn't be even going out with him anyway. You shouldn't be hustling around motherfuckers you see on a regular basis. But don't mess with that dude. I mean, he's just trying to get into some gutter sex with you. And you don't want to be that. You what?
No, I just said we don't mess around. I've been knowing him. Like, he's just somebody that's cool.
You know, dudes will wait a long. They'll do what they got to do to get it, girl.
Yeah, niggas are patient sometimes. They're real patient. You don't mess around with him. I mean, that's what he's campaigning. He's campaigning. He's about to take you somewhere off, away from his Arab family. You dig? And he's about to put his bid in. So look, we got to get you with some brothers, and we got to get your mind right so you don't stop lowering the bar, Latropic.
You I don't want anybody.
Well, you going off? Oh, please, you going out with this liquor store owner? So what you talking about?
No, it's not like that though. Like, he's just cool. He's not my type.
Then what you going out with him for? You out? All right, brother. Okay. What you going out with him for? Just to go out.
Yeah.
And see, that's how we fuck up.
Me and my friend.
And that's what we mess up. We just do shit just to be doing it. We just go places just to be going places. We just hang around people just to be hanging. There's just no rhyme or reason. And that's how you get into bullshit. We just do shit idly. And they say an idle mind is a devil's workshop. You got to be very focused. You dig? That's how you get into dumb shit. That's how you end up with people. That's how people end up pregnant. That's why you end up getting knocked up. You end up getting fucked in your ass. You end up doing, you dig? You end up having a nigga run a train on you. It's always ending up doing shit when you're just doing it just to be doing it. You got to be focused. How old are you now, Latropic? 21. Now, you got to be focused. It's time to get focused out there. Just stop doing shit just to be doing it. You got to start thinking about how you stacking your money. Where you working at now, sweetie?
It's a nursing agency.
Oh, okay. Because the thing is, because I'm looking at your pictures again. It look like I'm looking at.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at you. Look like you be hitting them blunts. You dig? You look like you can smoke a mean joint. You dig?
What?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it on you. That's another thing you got to cut out. I can tell a weed-smoking chick. And sometimes y'all be hanging around random motherfuckers to get money for weed. So cut that out.
Oh, my God.
You dig?
Oh, my God.
Y'all got to cut that out. And start stepping it up. But don't go out with that dude. Get your weed money from somewhere else. I know you're tired of... Because some of dusty niggas make you do too much for the weed. I know. But that means it's time for you to start weaning yourself off the weed. You feel me? You feel what I'm talking about, Latropic. All right, dear. Let me get out of here. Thank you for the call, Latropic. Thank you, dear.
Thanks.
That's our sweetheart, Latropic. What is that? What y'all looking at over here? Y'all got a whole different show going on over here.
That's not true. What I was listening to Latropic.
She's looking at pictures of herself.
No, I just happened to look.
You be on your
damn
clit, don't
listen, you? Listen, I was scrolling and I saw somebody posted a picture of me.
Where?
And I'm like, who is this? How did they get this old ass picture of me?
Oh, you niggas stalking. You know niggas be looking.
It's on hair and skin products.
Okay.
Shanty oils. I'm like, who?
What's your Instagram, Sarah? Let people know your Instagram. What's your Instagram, Sarah? Tell them.
It's the Sarah Nicole.
Why are you looking like that?
Because your comment before. Tell me, I'm always on my clip. What
yeah, yo, looking at your
you?
Picture. Let me look at myself while we live.
No, I just happened to scroll by. Yo, you're
looking at
her
damn self.
You can catch me at Kristen _ Montage on Instagram. Kristen is with I's and with a K.
And Kristen be over here just writing shit while we on the air. Like, what the hell?
No, I'm taking notes.
These two
on
dudes?
Yeah. The news.
One look like a female, right?
No, these are two dudes?
Yeah, he does makeup for Real Housewives.
Okay.
That's his boo-boo.
Okay, so these niggas.
It's Valentine's Day for everyone.
I'm mad, nigga. If that, you like chocolate-covered dick, I'm not mad at you. Do you?
That's
funny. Stop.
So, ladies, what are we doing?
Too.
What's your Snapchat?
It's Kristen _Montage.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she just joined Snapchat, guys.
Are you on Snapchat, Sarah?
Of course.
Okay.
I snap all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I'm trying to teach you because all of your fans be on me talking about, Why Tariq don't have Snapchat? Why you don't teach him Snap? I'm like, look, he's his
I
own
know.
Person.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Because they
Snap
really want you on there.
They want Snapchat, and I don't. What do they want me to do on Snapchat? Just
they want
just
you.
Your life. Just do your life.
Not That's your cool. life, because I'm sure you want some things to be personal and private.
Yeah.
But I mean, how you do with Instagram? How you would just come on and talk?
Yeah.
How you did your videos in London?
Yeah.
It's stuff like that.
I'm gonna have to probably do that because, but. Do you they, don't they don't erase. Keep the videos erased after a few days
because on Insta- hours.
Yeah, okay, because Instagram, they you do a live video, it don't even stay up there, period, you know?
Yeah, you Snapchat is gone after 24 hours, and
you
get
it,
to know, you know, if someone screenshot anything.
Oh, okay.
It tell you exactly who did it.
Oh, wow. So, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you can save your videos and pictures.
Okay, you and post them it. If you want. Okay, because mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind if I do it like that.
Yeah.
To post them up, but I just, you know.
And it snitches.
Yeah. it tells yeah. where you are?
No, it tells you who screenshotted
right,
any
right.
of your stuff.
Okay. And I'm just not, you know, trying to take pictures with dog ears and shit. You know?
No, I don't do that. Uh-huh. I don't use any of your filters. That's so funny.
Yeah, these Instagram.
I
I'm going to do one
these
today.
These filters. You going to do one on Snapchat?
I'm going to do one today because
I
never use a filter.
I did a Valentine's one with
you did?
Hello Kitty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did a couple.
My Snapchat is on my Instagram, so you guys can find it.
What is this?
I didn't even know. Like, honestly, I really don't know how to work it, so I'm just like.
It ain't
and
nothing
again,
to work.
Everybody
no,
follow me on Instagram. Follow me
story.
On Instagram at.
What? How do you go to your story?
Tariq
story.
Elite,
Are
and
you?
I'm gonna go live on Instagram oh. later. I like doing the Instagram thing because I can go live, and then the video erases later. Okay. So I'm gonna do that later. I
you
go live on Instagram. I do
Periscope
every. Yeah, I should have Periscope today, but I do Periscope every blue moon. And all that good stuff. But anyway, man, again, go to 1804movie.com to get the movie poster. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's been real, y'all. I'm going to holler at you guys on this Sunday's Ustream. You guys have a very good, happy Valentine's, and y'all have a great evening, and y'all be safe out there.